Thank you. Thank you. he's going to say, Samuel, there is a king. Samuel is distressed. Purpose of life. But the Lord says to Samuel, something deep in your heart. Samuel, I'm not protecting you. You're protecting me.
Teacher, tell your disciples to be quiet. intentionally on religion. If you say you say, I never believe in Jerusalem, Jerusalem already has the Romans. They think that all of the Jewish people are out for all kinds of support by looting a revolt in the Apostles. We know exactly who the Pharisees fear. From John chapter 12, John chapter 12, where they all say, Jesus is going to be popular. If he gets so popular, people start to follow him and say, he's a ruler. The Romans might come in a much larger force. We're trying to take away our home and our land. But I believe that we can really never come back from it. Jesus is dangerous. And that's why we have to stand up and say, Jesus, let me be your disciples. Can you call me king? Dangerous or arrogant? If it's that big of a look, to really know how the world And he says, this is the world of the last sentence I read. Can you not be the word summer coming after him? Because why? Because you do not know the time of this day. But if Jesus isn't like the Pharisees saying, what's the word of the Romans? But Jesus is actually saying, that Jesus comes to the evil and we're ending it this month. It's the climax of this month. We're going to talk about Jesus coming to defeat evil. Because evil is a problem. And there's a problem in this world that there are a lot of problems. And there are a lot of resources. The biggest problem in this world is not some bad apples. Thank you. us to be fully saved. But we don't know that he will bring me in them and bring me in. Here's what I think. Lots of times we talk about salvation, we talk about forgiveness. That is a huge part of salvation. This first thing that comes to mind is Thursday. First, you will hear the words that Jesus spoke. This is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. You will also hear from time to time people talk about eternal life. That's the gospel. There is an eternal living. Listen to everything. Let me ask you, if you're going to live forever, where are you going to live? Jesus.
Jesus' name, amen.